Last time we started talking about Hilchos Yichud, I'd like to continue our discussion. We mentioned that the basic issue of Yichud is probably a siyag libya. We're afraid it's going to lead to something. But there are different levels. There are some types of seclusion of men and women that are deraisa, that are an issa deraisa, but others are only derabbanan. One man with one woman who's one of the arayas or one of the yisraeliyah, chayvei lavin, that's a yichud deraisa. But one man with two women might only be midrabbanan. Yichud with a goya, if the man is not a kohen, might only be derabbanan. One woman with two men, we said, is permissible. The gzeira, the issa that applies to one man with two women doesn't apply to one woman with two men. But we said, balayla, you need three. You need three, because we're afraid one might go to sleep. So yichud of one woman with two men at night is going to be a problem. If you don't have three, if you only have two, that's a problem. That's probably only the rabbanan. It's only the rabbanan. So it's not a deraisa either. So there are different levels of yichud, different isurei yichud. We talked about yichud of pani with a pnuya. That's also only the rabbanan. It's a gzeiras david, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says. But we were careful to point out that that's only true in a certain age. Once the girl is becheskas nida, so then that would be a yichud deraisa because of the iser nida. So even though pani with the pnuya yichud normally is only the rabbanan, but that's a very short window from, let's say, when she's 9 until around 11 or 12. But once she's 12, if she's a teenager, so then she's becheskas nida, so then that would be an iser deraisa to be misachid with her. With whom is there no issa yichud? Which ones of the kroving is there no issa yichud? So the Mishnah says that a ben could be misyached with his mother, a daughter could be misyached with her father. We assume that there's no hirhur between parents and children. Grandchildren as well could be misyached with their grandparents. There's no hirhur between them, so we're not afraid. We're not afraid yichud is going to lead to din. It's going to lead to anything improper. What's the din of a brother with a sister? Very common shaila. Can a brother be misyachid with his sister? So the Gemara Kiddushin on Daf Pei Aleph and Mebeis writes that an ach is misyachid im achoso v'dorim imo, that he can be misyachid with his sister and he can live with his mother. So clearly there's some kind of a difference between yichud as opposed to dira. Rashi says that he can be misyachid with his sister bakroi, on a temporary basis. That's what yichud is. They're secluded together in a closed area. But they're not going to be, they're not living together, not living in the same area, they're secluded together. But with a mother, one is allowed to live. Afilu b'kfiyas. That's what the Gemara is telling us. The Rambam leaves out this din. He's mashmit this din. Some say that he would be machmer, even ba'kroi for a sister and a brother to live together, even ba'kroi, because he doesn't quote the Gemara. The Gemara says that a brother with a sister is allowed to be misyached, but can't live together. So it sounds like the Gemara is saying bikvius it's asa, but ba'kroi just to be misyached is mutter. The Rambam doesn't quote this, so it sounds like he holds that even ba'kroi it's asa for the ach and the achos, for the brother and sister to be misyached. It's quite a chumrah. The Pashup Shad of the Gemara is that it's also for the brother and sister to live together, the kviyas, but they're allowed to be misyachim ba'akroi ba'alma on a temporary basis. What does a temporary basis mean? That's a major machlokas in the poskim. Some say that more than one or two nights is already considered a kviyas. Now, let's say a person happens to be in the area, his sister is in one city and he's in another city and he's visiting. He's going to visit for a couple of days. So can they stay in the same apartment? So it sounds like if Bakroi it's mutter, that's not called a dira b'kfiyas. If Bakroi is mutter, so he should be able to stay there. Let's say he wants to stay for the week. So according to this shita, if you assume that 3 days or more is already considered a kfiyas, so then it would be also for him to stay in the apartment for more than a couple of nights. Most poskim assume that until 30 days, that's called akroi. It's called arai. That's temporary. So as long as it's less than 30 days, that should be permissible. That's called just a yichud, it's not a dira. And that would be permissible for a brother and sister to be together. It would be mutter for them to live in the same apartment. It's Nogel Maisa. Very often, a Talmud will ask a Shaila. He's taking a summer class, and his sister's in the city, and they want to have this. They want to rent an apartment together. So it's a function of how quick the class is. Right? If the class is a 6-week class, that might be a problem. Right? If your sister's taking a 3-week class and he's taking a 6-week class, that might be okay, because his sister's only going to be there for half the month. Something to keep in mind. Let's say parents go off on vacation and they leave their kids at home. So everyone thinks, well, I live here, right? This is my home, right? My sister and I, we were always here. Yeah, but you're always here with your parents. What happens if the parents go away, and they go away on an extended vacation? They're away for, I don't know, 6 weeks. They go away for 6 weeks, and they leave the kids in the house. Right? They leave the kids in the house. The kids are not locked in the house. They do whatever they do during the day, but at night they come home to the house. That's not pashut. It's not pashut. That's a dira b'kvius. Parents are not there. It might be a serious shaila if it's more than 30 days. It might be a serious shaila to leave them in the house. I guess it would be best in that circumstance to break it up, to go away for Shabbos. One of them should go away for Shabbos so that it's not b'kfiyas for 30 days. If they're away for a couple of days, then the clock restarts, and then it would be permissible. But it's something to keep in mind. That yes, it's permissible for a brother and sister to be misyachet together, but it has to be b'akroi ba'am. It has to be on a temporary basis. Once it turns into a kviyos of 30 days, let's go with those poskim, a kviyos of 30 days, that's a problem. That's not called a yichud anymore, it's called a dira. And then that would be a problem, so one should try to avoid it. What's the sheer yichud? How long is one not allowed to be with a woman who's one of the yisurei biyah? So we know when it comes to sota, the Gemara in sota talks about a sheer tumah. And we know the basic din of sota is when there's a kinui ustira, when the baal is mekanei and his wife, he's jealous that she's hanging around another man. So he says, Al tistiri and mishploni, don't be alone, don't be b'mokom seisa with that person, don't be in a secluded area. So that's the kinui. The kinui, the baal, is jealous. But then there's a stira. And there are edim, not on the bia, but there are edim on the stira. Right? So how long does the stira have to be? What, for a moment? That's the stira, that's it. So the Gemara in Sota, Daf Dalid, has a shear for stira. The shear for stira is a shear tuma, the amount of time that it takes for them to have a maisadira. Right? It's machlokas haposkim, how long that is, anywhere from about a minute and a half to 5 minutes. The question is how to cheshbon that particular maisa. But there is a shear stira when it comes to sota. And in the same way, when a chasan and kala get married, so there's a din. Yichud, right? One of the shittas of what chuppah is yichud haroi labia. So they have to be together. What's the shir? The shir is the same as sota. Right? Anywhere from a minute and a half to 5 minutes is something. 6 minutes. So they would have to be together for 5 or 6 minutes for that kind of shir. That's the shir stira. Not that bia takes place in the yichud room, but it's roi labia. It's roi. It's enough time for there to be the tumah, for there to be the bia. So what happens when it comes to yichud? But there's no issue yichud if it's less than, let's say, 5 minutes. If we'll go with that shita, less than 5 minutes, a person can be together with a woman who's asura to him for 2 minutes, for 3 minutes, is that permissible? The answer is some poskim hold yes, that if it's less than the shir tumah, then it's permissible. Less than 5 minutes is fine. Maril Diskin, Shlom Zalman, and a few other poskim, they assume that no, even for a moment it's asur to be misyachim. Why is it asur? Because we find in Kol HaTorah Kula that even chatzi shir is asur min HaTorah. It's chazi le'itz tarufei. Chatzi shir can be combined to a greater shir, can be combined to a shir shalem. So even chatzi shir is an isur deraisa as well. So they suggest, why should this be any different? The whole idea is it's a siog lebir. We're afraid it's going to lead to something improper. So as long as you go into a place where you are secluded with this individual and it can lead to a shir tuma, then the isur should kick in. For yichud, for a chasan and kala, maybe you need the full shear that there could be, right? It's a zman for tumah, zman for the maisa bia to take place. But when it comes to the issa yichud, maybe it's usa to be secluded with someone who's in issa bia to you. If you have the potential, if there's the potential that yichud is going to lead to bia. So even if you're only there for a short amount of time, but if you stay there, it could lead to the issa bia. So perhaps that should be usa as well. That's what many poskim assume. But if there is no potential, if you're in a makom of yichud where there's no potential for it to lead to an issur bia, so then lechora, according to the shita, it should be permissible. There should be no issue. According to both shitas, it should be permissible. Because if yichud is asur al tsiyog lebia, but there's really no potential for it to leave to be, because you're only together, let's say, you're only there in that mokum for, I don't know, half a minute. Half a minute, that's the way it is. That's the way it's built into the system, that you're only going to be there for half a minute. So then lechora, there should be no isayicha, because it's not going to leave to be. What case am I referring to? Elevators, right? The elevator door is going to open in less than 5 minutes. Maybe. Depends how tall the building is, right? Right? So if it's a typical, you know, apartment elevator where, you know, there are, I don't know, 7 floors in the building. So even if it goes from the lobby to the 7th floor, how long is the ride? It's not going to be more than a minute, probably, right? So lechora, and even if it stops on the other floors, but it's constantly opening, the door is opening. So lechora, the issa yichud should not apply, even if you walk into an elevator with an eshes ish. Let's say her husband is not in the city. We're going to talk about husbands in the city. Right? You walk into an elevator with an eshes ish. It's definitely a yichud, but there's no issa yichud because you're not going to be together for the shir tumah. And it can't be mitzvah after the shir tumah because the door is going to open before the shir tumah is going to come. If the elevator is a long ride, I don't know, to the top of the Empire State Building, I don't know how long is that elevator ride? Did someone measure it recently? I'm sure someone was there recently, no? Right. Yes, questions. So if it's a long ride, so then it could be more of a problem, right? It could be, if it's more than a minute and a half, I think it might be. So according to some postman, it might be a problem. Unless, of course, you want to be makel for the postman that assumed that the Shir Yichud is only 5 minutes, or something like that. I don't know, it's more of a shayla. Right? It's best to go into the elevator with other people. If you're going with other people, if it's not just you and the girl, so then it might be permissible. But it's something to consider, something to keep in mind. Yes?
Would the same shash exist for all the derabanan
yichud? Right, so you're saying to go, to what, to enter into the elevator if what? If it's going to be, if you're going to be there for a long time?
It's going to be a long time, but it's a shash drama. It might take more than a minute and a half. That's not
a You're saying if you don't know how long it's going to take, you haven't measured it yet. This is the ride that you're going to measure how long this elevator takes to the top of the building. It's like a suffek on an issa yichud derabanan. Suffek shir on an issa yichud derabanan. There are poskim that say that the issa yichud is taka b'mashu. We keep on assuming that the issa yichud is a siyog labia. There are others who say, no, it's also machmas asma. I didn't even get into that shita. There is one shita that holds that even the mashu, it's also to be misyachet. So according to them, it's still a problem. I think it's probably better to determine how long the ride's going to be. You know, don't take a chance on it. But try to figure out exactly how long. If you go to the website, I'm sure they'll tell you how long the elevator ride. What?
1 minute.
It's 1 minute. You got it right there. See? So it's not. They made it shorter just to solve the yichud problem. Yes.
A lot of times elevators in Hawaii tend to like
Shift
break down. So it's only a subject that maybe you'll be in elevator.
I think it's a miyut chain of mutz. I wouldn't say it's a miyut chain of mutz, a klal. I think it's a miyut chain of mutz. Now, what you're then asking is, let's say you get stuck. Get stuck with a girl. And they're going to come to get you out, but what are you supposed to do? The answer is there's nothing you can do. Just stop it. Stop it. I mean, do you have to, like, try to get out, climb out? You have to be safe. The most important thing is to be safe. Now, they tell a story that there was some kind of co-ed skiing trip, and that this boy and a girl were left on the ski lift late at night, and she got nervous, the girl got nervous and jumped down, and she broke her leg, and then they sued the place because they said, you see, it was an Isir Yichud, and it would have been terrible. We would have been, you know, stuck there all night, and we would have violated an Isir Yichud. In such a circumstance, I don't think a person should jump down. I think if you have a sakana, if it's a sakana, I think you should stay put until they come to rescue you. Yes?
So in a case like at the Empire State Building, or even maybe, let's say, a taller building, so the ride maybe longer, but you don't know, it could stop on other floors, and you have no clue if it's going to stop. Someone could be on another floor, and it could always, there's a chance that it could always open earlier than when you get up there. So
the Empire State Building, I thought, goes from the lobby till the...
I don't know, let's say...
The sightseeing.
Any tall building, though.
Oh, there are two stops? Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, that actually might solve the problem,
stops,
yeah. The fact that there's the potential that it might open, that solves the problem, too. But we said that it doesn't matter. The whole ride, even to the top, is only a minute.
I'm saying, in general, taller buildings, though, let's say. You're in an office building, you work in a building, you work on the let's say the 70s, like, I don't know, who knows what.
It's not a problem. As long as there's the potential that it can open in the middle, then that's okay. Right. You don't know who's pressed the button for the elevator, so that should be sufficient. If the elevator goes from one floor to the next floor and we know how long the ride is and it's gonna be a sheer tumma, so then there's more to shine.
So what if you're in an elevator where there's a window looking outside, but there's no way that you're gonna jump out of the elevator, like, and there's no way that people are gonna see you outside the window. The ride takes longer than the minute and a half.
The purpose of the window is for you to be able to see out. But no one can see you through the window. So if no one can see you through the window, that's like a door. That's like a wall. I'm not sure that the window solves any problem. So if it's a long elevator ride, it's a three-minute ride, so that could be a problem. That could be a problem. One has to consider the circumstance very carefully before you would take such a ride.
Does pushing several buttons in between the floor you want to get to so it automatically stops at certain floors, is that a problem?
Well, we said if it has the potential to stop on those floors, then you don't even have to have it stop. Because you're not going to do anything because the elevator could suddenly open. So I'm not sure that you even have to push those buttons. Liesa says, you want to make sure...
I mean, if the ride's going to be too long.
Right, the ride's going to be too long no one opens it up on those floors.
Right.
If someone calls the elevator to that floor, so then it's going to open. Do you know what floor it's going to stop on? Not necessarily until it stops. So I'm not sure that you have to press the button. As long as there's that potential, so then that's not a makom seiser. It would be dependent on how frequently the elevator is taka open. If there are enough people in the building that it's going to be used, so then there is that chashash that it might open then. So then I don't even think you have to press the buttons. I think it's enough.
So if you're in, let's say, after hours.
After hours, totally different story. Exactly, right? It's a function of whether there are people there and whether it's going to happen, whether it's going to open. Yes, Zach?
If you have a phone call going on, does that make it less bad?
It's a good question. You're saying if you have a phone call, so you're talking to someone.
And then it's just you and a...
You're talking to someone.
In the elevator situation, maybe call your mom.
Call your mom while you're in the elevator. That's a great idea. I think it might solve the problem. I think it might solve the problem. As long as you're busy with the phone call, right? And there's someone else. You're talking to someone who could act as a shomer for you. Right, we'll talk about that in the session, right? Who could act, a mother could act as a shomer for you. If a girl calls another girl, maybe that's not going to work because it's no different than having another girl with you in the elevator. And that's still a yichud problem. But if you call a mother, right, the mother could act as a shomer for you, so maybe that would solve the problem. It's an interesting yes?
Many what?
Cameras. Oh! Cameras, yes, the camera would solve the problem. That's excellent. Right, if the elevator has a camera in it, so then lechora the yichud problem would be solved. Would it be solved? Who's the guard who's watching the camera? Is it permissible to do things in the elevator? I mean, it's prust to do things in the elevator. But I'm saying, would anything happen to someone? Does it say in the elevator, no smoking, no loitering? Not doing anything that you're not supposed to be doing in the elevator? It doesn't say that in the elevator. So if the person looking at the camera is a porutz, I don't know if they serve as a shomer. I don't know. It's a complicated shaila. Okay, we'll stop here.